Judah and Matthew are dumpster people, and they occasionally use foul and inappropriate language. Listen at your own risk.
They're the guys who know just what you wanna hear. These blogs are updated just 5 times every year. It's the show. And Dusty wrote to them from jail and said it's great. Now it's time for Brother Date.
Welcome to Brother Date. I'm Matthew from Studio Nasty.
And I'm Judah from my desk. Doesn't really deserve a name.
This is just my desk. It's just my desk, but it's a new desk. It's the first pod from this desk. So
it's 72 inches wide. It is it's cherry.
That is 6
I mean, it's
feet,
not.
I've heard
it's probably plywood, but it's cherry as the color.
It's cherry flavored.
Yeah,
I think mine is like espresso. No, what did they call it? I think they called it espresso or cappuccino or I don't know what the cappuccino maybe.
Oh, it's probably cappuccino.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the flavor of my desk.
Yeah.
My desk is only 60 inches, but it's 60 by 60 by 66.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
It's an L shape.
Oh.
It's 60 both ways in the L, and then it's a 66-foot high hutch. Foot, 66-inch high, or 66-foot high hutch. It just keeps going.
I don't like those L-shaped desks because I find the corners are very useless.
The corners.
Yeah, that interior corner where it turns.
Oh, the interior corner.
Yeah.
The fulcrum corner.
Yes.
I got my keyboard kind of on it because I have the monitor here and a monitor there, and then I just kind of look straight in.
I have to be centered on my monitor. Mm. I have to have the G and H keys on the center of the monitor.
Don't you have 6 monitors? How do you center on all of them?
I just have one monitor and
what?
Then my laptop.
Oh, but you got a big old giant monitor, right?
I mean, it's 27 inches. It's not.
Oh, okay.
That's not even that big
that's
anymore.
Yeah, that's mine. It's 27. I mean, one of them. The other one's my laptop right now. Actually, I have my work laptop on the desk with my monitor. This is very interesting to everybody. And then I have my personal lappy here as well. So it's...
Yeah, my gaming PC is behind my monitor on the desk. Because my desk is also fairly deep. It's probably 48 inches deep.
Whoa, what a brag.
36? I don't know.
So deep. So deep,
so
put
deep,
her ass to sleep.
Put her ass to sleep.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a mailbag edition, but it's not going to be a long...
That's okay.
...long mailbag.
Look, I know I personally mailed Brother Date, so...
Mailbag! By Brother Date.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have 7 posts, and 4 of them are from you.
Good. Well, that's good. You know what? I have to start padding the bag, because some weeks Ryan and Ben don't really bring it, you know?
Yeah, nothing for the mailbag this week, but Ben participated in Star Trek last week, so that's
really more than enough.
That's fine. You've been doing canned chili reviews.
Yeah,
so
I'm
those
actually
have been coming in.
I'm 2 reviews behind. I gotta get on those. It's just
you got
as many
two
as,
in the can.
As many 2 cans in the can right now, and in fact, even 2 cans in the can. And the 200 characters per review is just really intimidating. I don't know how I used to be a writer, because
right?
I cannot 2 Twitter reviews of canned chili. I just keep thinking about it and going, oh, I don't want to do that.
But, I mean, that's where we're starting. So we are starting with canned chili review number 1.
All right.
Have you ever wanted to eat a bowl of filling from Tina's Frozen Beef and Bean Burritos? Then try Van Camp's Chili with Beans today.
Dude, it took me 3/4 of the chili to figure out what the taste was, like why it was so familiar. So they're going, this isn't chili. It's definitely not chili, but it tastes like something that I know.
Why Tina's?
It's tasted specifically like one of those Tina's burritos.
Why did you ever get one of those Tina's? Why didn't you get one of them 12-pack of little burritos?
Dude, I think you know I always had the 12-pack, but, like, you know, on occasion, I would try, like, one of them loose. Not really loose. I mean, they were individually wrapped, but, like, just a solo? No, but, just a solo burrito?
This is actually an interesting question. Mm. Why are burritos so loosely wrapped when you buy them frozen?
That's a good question. Why aren't they, like, shrink-wrapped?
Why do they slosh all around in that package? How does that help the burritos in any way? I mean, it helps them generate a tremendous amount of freezer burn.
I was going to say, there's a lot of, like, ice that builds up in there.
Yeah, because that ice isn't supposed to be in there.
They're leaving space for ice because the ice helps keep the burrito frozen. And without it, the burrito would never fully freeze because of the hot peppers.
That's nonsense.
The hot peppers is the reason that they gotta leave the extra room for the ice.
I am so upset with myself that I cannot, for some reason, remember the actual name.
Hmm.
The name of the maker of those little burritos.
El Monte? El Monterey?
It is El Monterey. El Monterey.
I don't know.
Del
Monterey? Mont Del Rey. All right, we're going to look up the burritos? All right. We're just going to Google it a little bit. Why is it really El Monterey? That can't be right. It is. It's El Monterey.
Burritos and Chimichangas Archives, El Monterey. No. Why is there an archives?
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, this is them. I mean, this is them for sure.
Yeah, you got to go to the archives. Just check out all the frozen burritos and chimichangas.
They got 11 varieties. I want to see if any of these are buck wild. No, they are. Boy, they are all very boring.
Do you remember what the context was when Jerry the King Lawler talked about eating chimichangas? Or was it JR? One of them was famously, we always called him chimichangas after that. Because
it would have been Jerry. I don't think JR was capable of saying the word chimichanga.
Chimichanga! His face didn't move.
No, it was much higher pitched and more shrieky.
Chimichangas!
Shouting about chimichangas. Yeah, I don't remember why that was said, but
I don't remember it anymore. And that
make an impression.
Yeah. The one time, because I had called them chimichangas so often, that I said it to a server by accident one time.
I don't think I've ever had that Tina's beef and bean. I know it's got the dark brown package.
Yeah.
It's the dark brown sleeve, and then it's got kind of a 70s colors font.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, they all do. And it's got...
kind of like something the Houston Astros would have worn.
It's filled with kind of an orange paste, and that's what was in this can.
Okay. So it's a little bit cumin-y or something.
Yeah. Again, I could immediately tell it was not chili, but I had to keep eating it until I figured out what the hell it was.
So... I guess it would save you the time of de-sleeving or de-gloving those frozen burritos if you did want to eat that. So that's good to know.
Yeah, that's right. Just to pick it out of a can, and you know what? You're getting the low-carb version. So that's the real winner right there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
None of that Afghan bread.
I mean, it's got beans, but that's a kind of a slow carb, you know?
Doug, it's got none of that Afghan bread around it. It's... that we don't like.
Hey, if you're in the Bay Area and you want to go to an Afghan restaurant, go to one of the good ones. Don't go to that one in Sunnyvale where they bring you Afghan bread and it's fucking Mission tortillas. Mission brand tortillas. And then you look at all the other white people in your party like, are we being punked? Are we supposed to say this is tortillas? And then we just ate the tortillas. Sadly.
Well, Marjan and I knew as soon as they came out, and we just looked at each other like, oh, wait a minute. They better...
It's not hard to get that bread.
They better be, like, just so out of bread that their business is about to go under. Like, that's how out of Afghan bread they are.
I know of several little markets around here where you can get ironing board-sized loaves of that bread.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they do a good business in it.
Yeah, dude, go to any Rose Market or anything like that, like, you'll be able to fucking get them shits.
Yeah, you could go to International Food Bazaar. Yeah. That's the real name of a real store.
Yep.
You could go to Taj Mahal Grocery or whatever that thing is on El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it in... what's the name of that? What's the name of that Afghan restaurant on El Camino about two blocks up from Taj Mahal? It's got a little market attached to it. You can get it there.
Yeah, sure.
The waiters never seem like they're happy to see you in that restaurant, but the food is still good.
They're not happy to see you. And again, I say they better have been out of that bread, because if they just served us as tortillas because we looked white and we wouldn't know the difference, I'd be very insulted.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was chili review number one, so.
Yeah, and the next post in our mailbag is can chili review number two.
Nice.
Where you write, the primary ingredient in Wolf brand chili must be something burned or dirty. A nasty paste, like Van Camp's.
Yeah, the first two were gross, disgusting pastes where you couldn't discern any of the individual ingredients.
Chili shouldn't be a paste.
No, like no whole beans or pieces of beef, just nasty paste. But this
one should be it's a chunky food when it's done, when it's executed properly.
Exactly correct. You should be able to discern the individual bits, but it should still be solid enough that you can like stick a spoon in it and have it stand up.
Right. Yeah, it should be hearty.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was, it tasted bad. It didn't taste good.
Sometimes when Katie and I make chili, it comes out a little watery.
It's hard when you're making your own.
But it does taste good. And it's like, I don't know. I guess we could probably add, even just cornstarch would probably thicken it up pretty good, right?
That's usually what I add to things when I'm doing slow cooker stuff.
Yeah.
I want a good stew. I'll just thicken it up a little bit with some starch.
Yeah. Canned chili review number three.
Oh, boy.
Armor's chili is the best of the three so far. A somewhat pale imitation of Denison's. I'd say about 15% less overall flavor. Less spicy, less savory, but in the neighborhood. If it was the best substitute in the Nashville area, I'd eat less chili.
Yeah, I couldn't quite give it a full.
Yeah.
Because it's very, I have a lot of integrity when it comes now, to these reviews.
I will say, you didn't seem particularly hampered by the 280 character limit there. You said it was less spicy and less savory. And I think if you really needed to cut characters, you could have done one or the other.
All right, well, sorry. I mean, I apologize.
Also, you put two sets of ellipses in.
I like that. Everyone's a critic.
Where you could have put a comma in for one and nothing for the other one, and that would have saved you five characters.
Maybe I could just... I'll just tweet at Brother Date right now, nothing but ellipses.
And you used a double hyphen instead of an actual M-dash character, that would have saved you another character. So all I'm saying is, it seems like Twitter's giving you room to maneuver.
Maneuver?
Maneuver, that's how it's spelled.
Well, you know, you owned me. My review was a bad chili review.
There's nothing wrong with the choices you made, you just don't appear to be limited.
It's fine.
By the character limit.
It's all right. It's just fine.
On January 13th, Marjan wrote in, at Brother Date, I think this is very close to what your analysis would be. And then she linked to a review of three episodes of Fuller House.
Yeah,
Watching Fuller House?
Dude, she's watched all the Fuller. I think they've done like two or three seasons, and she's watched all of them shits.
When Stephanie Tanner was naked in a barrel of tomato juice, did she come to bed with ideas? That's all I want to know about that.
Was it
an idea generator?
I would not have known if the ideas came from that. She knows that I did not want any part of that show, and she watches those long after I have gone to bed. Because I watched like two of the first season just because she wanted to watch them, and they were a problem.
I've heard they're not good, so I haven't watched them myself.
They had things like Uncle Joey's back, but he's a famous Las Vegas comedian. And you're like, oh, that's not good. I think they had it right in the show the
first time. And how's Vulture's career going?
And Uncle Hermes is... I don't know what they had him doing. I was so insulted by what they did with Uncle Joey.
Is Danny still on Good Morning San Francisco?
Yeah, but now it was like, it's like, wake up. It's like, wake up USA or something.
He's moved up.
Yeah, they made him all, like, super successful. And it was like, I remember in the first show, which sucked, but at least they had them, like, struggling to make it. Like, all Joey and Jesse were ever doing was struggling to make it.
Yeah, they were, like, trying to do jingles or whatever.
Just, yeah, whatever. to get their creative shit going on.
He could never make Mr. Woodchuck happen.
Yeah, it was like he was always doing kids parties and weird shit. But then they're like, oh, now he's a Las Vegas comedian. And I'm like, did fucking Dave Coulier go up to the producers and be like, hey, you better...
By the way, I don't even think that's a thing. I don't think there's such a thing as a Las Vegas comedian anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, a Carrot Top is there, but he had to be Carrot Top first.
Right. Well, apparently this guy was Mr. Woodchuck first, and that's how he
did it. Yeah, all
right. Anyway, so I haven't watched any of it in a long time. So,
Here is where I will admit that I was not able to read all of these reviews. I read a couple of paragraphs of one, and so I don't know what it is about this review that is what our analysis would be, but did it say it's fish balls?
I don't think it did. I don't know. I don't think it did. Yeah, she, normally she likes to watch things with me because I will make a lot of, snide remarks about what is happening on the TV. So maybe, did the reviews have those in them? The snide remarks?
Maybe. I read part of it.
Alright, well.
I read part of it. But it's there for all of our listeners to read. If you want to read reviews of episodes 16 through 18 of season 3 of Fuller House. Is there really 3 seasons?
I think there's 3 seasons, dude. And as somebody who's working on an exhaustive television project, I feel like it is absolutely my privilege to look down on that person's project. I'm privileged to do so. I look down on their project reviewing the Fuller House episodes.
Man, I wish we were just blogging these shits.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, that's not true.
No.
It would be so much more tedious to write and edit.
It'd be horrifying.
It's so much easier for you to just say something and me to go, yeah, didn't that suck?
Yeah, that's much easier. That guy, they should take our idea. They should listen to this show.
And that's, no, they shouldn't.
I don't know them, so it's fine.
Well, I don't care whether they listen to it or not. I'm just saying it's not quality content. Also on the 13th, Gull Dukit, that's your current Twitter name.
Mm.
Is that how you pronounce it, Dukit?
Mm-hmm. That's how the guy pronounced it in the audiobook version of the Star Trek book that we both read.
Oh, yeah. I wish I'd gotten that audio version.
Gull Dukit.
I mean, I read those books on jury duty, and they got me through that child molester trial.
Mm-hmm.
Nassar trial? No, yeah, thankfully no, because it seems like that trial probably lasted quite a bit longer.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, he copped a plea in both of them, didn't he?
He was sentenced today to between 40 and 175 years.
Yeah, that's just in state, he's got 60 federal years too.
Cool, alright, good.
Apparently that guy was a, prolific diddler.
Yeah, I mean, we can get into it. He not only was he absolutely the United States Gymnastics Federation or whatever it's called, it came up with some bonkers clauses where he like had the right to go into their rooms at night, and they didn't have the right to see any doctor but him, and it's like.
As if they were intentionally enabling him.
Yeah, it's like, not only were they indifferent to these girls' welfare, it seemed like they were sort of aggressively in this dude's molestation corner.
Helping him to groom those ladies.
Yeah, I just don't understand what rationale there could possibly be for things like that. He was, like, giving pelvic exams to 9-year-olds. Like, what?
Yep.
Why? Yeah. For what reason? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, what do you think's happening up in there?
Molestation Corner is the new segment on the show, and we can do it every 2 weeks.
There's going to be lots of content.
Unfortunately, it's true.
Anyway, Mega Diddler. Diddled all the famous ones. All the ones that you know of from the past, he diddled them.
I think he beats out Sandusky pretty easily.
Yeah, he was just showering with kids.
He's just teaching them how to shower, if you're listening.
Just teaching them how to shower.
To his insanely bad attorney, who, I don't know where he found that guy. The guy who went on TV and said that he was just teaching them how to shower.
That's very bad.
Like, you said that on television, sir. What is wrong with you? Ugh.
It's, It's extra shitty if a doctor is a diddler, right?
Well, it's not great. I mean, it's, if you're, I mean,
it's
doctor,
someone you're right? giving very regular naked access to your kids.
Yeah. And if you are like a children's doctor right now, you're probably, do you feel like you have to apologize? Like the next time you see somebody.
Sorry about that guy.
Like you, their parents are bringing them in and you're like, I just want to apologize. I never met that guy, but I have diddled under one children.
That's right. Less than one child.
In my career.
The rest of our mailbag this week is really probably better just read by our listeners than read out loud, because it was just you and me discussing a very interesting question that you do raise and I do think is worth talking about.
Okay.
Are the videos for Possum Kingdom by the Toadies, a song everybody remembers, and Water's Edge by 7Mary3,
another song
everybody remembers, referencing the same event from different points of view?
Yes, this was Marjan's question, because we happened to watch them both that evening.
So you were doing one of these music videos of the past YouTube runs.
Yeah, we were doing a 90s run where we'd watch one, and the only rule was we didn't want to watch two from the same band in a row. So whatever the recommendation was, like whatever the next one down the list was that was a different band, we just skipped to that one.
So if after Lightning Crashes it recommended Selling the Drama, you had to
skip
to watch Far Behind by Candlebox instead.
Right, exactly. And
got it.
And so we watched both of those in the same night, and then I was like, man, check this out, another video about somebody dying in the woods, about another chick getting fucking R'd and fucking K'd in the fucking W. And then she goes, well, wait a minute, is this the same event? And the 7Mary3 guy saw this, and he's really, really just beside himself with anger that he didn't do anything.
That he could have stopped the Toadies.
Mm-hmm. And it also made me think, like, good God, like, this Toadie song. Why write that song?
That's a real nightmare of a song.
Like, what? I heard it 9,000 times, and I always knew the guy was being a creeper in it. But I never really put it all together, like, oh no, he's straight, not only gonna R a chick, he's gonna fucking M a chick.
I mean, it really is evidence that you can get used to anything, or like, get desensitized.
Yeah, I think in the 90s it was like, oh, all the lyrics are so, like, different and outrageous now, like that Nirvana song, Rape Me, and all this stuff. But I don't think you can write this song anymore. I think we're post-90s outrageousness. Is he just creating a creepy character, or, like, is he just this guy?
Well, he looks like this guy.
He looks like this guy? Yeah, he does. Not be a gentleman. Yeah, right, that's when the cue should have been. When I was 10 or whatever, I should have gone, oh, no, wait. That's not good.
Well, we didn't know about boathouses. He did mean to scare her.
Yeah. And so, not only writing the song, but then the video.
Yeah, it's a guy dragging a body through a river and then up onto the riverbank and then furiously chopping at it with an ice pick. And then you see that it's an ice sculpture of an angel and then flies away or whatever. But
it's like
most of the video, 90% of the video, is a body wrapped in a tarp being dragged through the water.
He really doubled down. Like, he wrote the song.
This is the lake that he is talking... This is the boathouse that he's talking about, specifically.
He's like, let's show him. Let's show him my beautiful art that I made about killing people in the woods.
And if you don't remember, much later in the song, and I don't want to play any more of it because it's not a good song. He does just scream, "Do you want to die?" over and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah, over and over, which is probably what everyone remembers if they listen to KOME or whatever alternative station.
But back in the 90s. I'm not going to lie. I'll not be a gentleman. Behind the boathouse, I'll show you my dark secret.
That's not good.
Is enough.
That's a bad start.
It's a bad start.
That's rough.
Also, the song is called Possum Kingdom. And I know that it's I know that it's because there is a lake in Texas called Possum Kingdom Lake. I understand that.
Right.
Except but it's bad.
From now on, we've decided that if someone's going to get murdered, that means they're going to end up in Possum Kingdom.
They're going to end up in Possum Kingdom.
Yeah, the guy is straight up dragging a lady in the river or whatever, like along the riverbank. And that 7 Mary 3 song is called Water's Edge. And it's all about how he saw somebody do a murder on a lady at the fucking river or whatever.
So I think part of it is both of these songs are from the literal music video.
Yes.
School. Literal school of music videos.
The Captain Lou Albano school of music videos.
The Captain Lou Albano school of music videos, if you like, where, for instance, Water's Edge is a song about a guy who saw a girl at the end of her kidnapping and murder.
Uh-huh.
Get murdered at the water's edge. And now he doesn't want to go there anymore. Because her killers, they got their friends
in familiar places.
I'll tell you, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The thing that he shouts in the end is, he didn't do anything. That's why he's so ashamed. Because he saw it, but he was too scared. You're not going to play us a piece of that one?
I'll play a tiny little piece of that.
And then play the part with the bass that you love so much.
Yeah, I should. Do you remember the timestamp on that? Oh, I probably tweeted it.
You told me.
No, I told you. That's around 2 minutes, probably.
Yeah, it is. It's like 2:03 or something like that.
It's not an amazing song, but this one is just a real by the numbers song.
So 7 Mary 3 was like they wanted to throw their hat into the ring of like, we're as grunge as anybody. You think you're grunge? We're fucking Virginia grunge, and that's not how you make good music.
Also, for some reason, this music video begins with a guy being released from prison. I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe that Possum Kingdom guy, he got out finally. Is Matt Stairs gonna do a murder on him or something?
He doesn't look so much like Matt Stairs in this video, because this is the one where he shaved.
Yeah, this is clean shaven Matt Stairs.
It's cumbersome where he looks like Matt Stairs.
Also a terrible song. I mean, let's be honest. Dude.
You cumbersome, parentheses, the opposite song?
It's like, in the bridge, the super important bridge, where he says that there is a balance between two worlds, well, the arrow and the cross, and then he immediately says,
regardless of the balance. Life has become cumbersome.
The one that I brought up 1 second ago. He should just say... I mean, that's not the point. It's not really the problem. I just... It's so great. Down there, water's edge,
wasted and bloated and waiting for someone. Oh, here's another real dumb part.
So gross.
Well, let me play some harmonics. That's always a cool trick.
In Virginia, that's still a cool trick. Man, he was going for every 90s vocal, like, quirk.
Wait, right here. Down to the water's edge. I didn't do it. I saw me dead. I love it. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
So bad.
Like, hey, let's make this real cool. I know what to do.
Yeah, he gets into it. He goes to some places vocally where he didn't. He didn't do anything. And then the melody kind of changes up in the end, and it becomes like the melody is almost weirdly hopeful in the last part. But
yeah,
it's a weird song. Weird song, weird band.
Oh yeah, it goes from minor to major.
Yeah.
And he speeds it up. Don't go down to the water's edge, he said to me.
I didn't do it, but I saw who did. Oh. This was the real hit. The radio hit. Great. I guess the stones are coming too fast for now.
First of all, I think a biopic about this band would be a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
A comedy biopic about 7 Mary 3, and I think Bradley Cooper would be a great guy to play this guy.
I could see it. One of those, the comedic style is just based on, like, incredibly earnest characters who really think they're doing a great job and want to be the best in the biz, but are incompetent. These are things that I think he thought sounded good, but don't even hold up to like 3 seconds of scrutiny. All of the
what do you think it means imagery to resurrect those bridges with an ancient glance?
That's what I'm saying. I think he just thought all of this stuff sounds so cool, but if you just think about it for even like 1/2 second, you go, hey, that doesn't mean anything.
Do you know what else is like really like that a lot? Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, I by the way,
you don't know what any of the words are to Kiss
from
a Rose?
I thought I didn't, because the lyrics don't make sense. So even though I heard the lyrics correctly, I thought I had the wrong for years,
so
because I
like,
thought, that can't be it.
There is a graying... Wait, no, I'm missing a word. I mean, there's a graying tower alone by the sea, but...
Yeah.
There used to be a graying tower alone by the sea, and you remain...
The light.
The light. From the dark side of me.
And you're like, well, okay, we're not doing it.
Like, hold on. What was that about a graying tower alone by the sea? What did that mean?
Yeah, none of those lyrics made any sense.
And did you know that when it snows, your eyes become alive and the light that they shine can be seen?
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Yeah. Resurrect those bridges with an ancient glance. Dude. I wish he had said ancient.
Dude. There is a balance between two worlds.
Let's get a little more of this.
Like, it's kind of about a relationship, but the metaphors are so bad, I don't know what it's about. I can't figure it out.
My old stone face can't seem to bring her down. She remembers bridges, burns them to the ground.
Okay. Those are all words. Those are all words. I recognize the individual words.
What?
So I think that's a good start. I know this had a music video, but I'm right that this was really just a radio hit, right?
They're just playing in a bar. Yeah. There's no, it's just a video of them playing in a bar, and the people in the bar are really enjoying it.
He knows so many opposites.
No, hang on, he's got another batch for you.
Does he know what cumbersome means? I think he doesn't, right?
The bitter taste is cumbersome.
That is not how you would describe a taste. I mean, you'd have to be really being as complicated as you could. Like, you were doing some wine tasting, and you were like,
What's another famous cumbersome.
What's
another famous opposite song?
I don't know. Did you have one in mind?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, I know one. I can think of one. I got a good one after this one. I fucking hate this song so much.
Hey, the Rolling Stones are the worst, huh?
Were their instruments made out of cocaine? What was happening here?
How come, like, when you remember a Rolling Stones song, you remember it good? And then when you listen to it, it's bad. Is it because they have good ideas, but they have no idea how to execute them?
They were even done with good ideas by this point, dude. I've heard this song
so many
times.
This one's not great.
I would never remember this as good.
This, and no offense to Ryan, but this is a novelty country song worth of wordplay.
Yeah.
And it's the entire song. Later, he just... talks about how cold she
is. So cold. She's like an Arctic zone? What does he say?
I don't know.
Like an ice cream cone?
Instead of him saying, I'm so hot for her over and over again, he starts going, she's so cold. She's so cold.
The dude is so coked out. It's nuts. You know they have no memory of any of these recording sessions, right?
It's just like you can barely hear any of the instruments. And it's weird because it's like they're not being drowned out by anything.
No.
Even Mick Jagger is singing in a really thin, like, I'll just play another few seconds.
Wow.
Why can't you hear any of the instruments? Why is the loudest thing is Charlie Watts' hi-hat, and he's barely playing it.
The guitars are sounding like this. Blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow, blow. And Keith Richards has a reputation as a good guitar player.
Well, he didn't get it done there. I got an opposite song whenever you're ready.
All right, what you got?
I thought of a really good one. Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul.
That's a great song.
That's one of the great opposite songs, because the opposites are things like, she likes movies and I like TV. Or he likes movies and I like TV, or whatever. Yeah. You're like, well, yeah, no, wait a minute, no, movies sure. and TV are opposites?
You think I'm not going to listen to this entire song and enjoy the idea that the MC Scat Cat rap was written by Romany Malco from Weeds and other things? Yeah, starts with MC Scat Cat, by the way.
I know, that's what you gotta lead in with. People want more Scat Cat. Alright, they're doing a good job so far. But it's kind of like the Alanis Morissette song. She just runs out of good ideas for what's ironic and just starts saying things. And you're like, well, that isn't it.
Yeah, it just becomes it's a black fly in your Chardonnay. And then you're like, wait a minute. What?
Hold on a second. That's missing the part that's going to make that ironic. There's another piece to this story that needs to happen.
Now, I do like that in verse 2 here, they've turned around and they now describe each other's attributes.
Yeah. But, here's what I'm saying. Paula Abdul is only barely singing this, and she is still not up to it.
No, she's not. She's not given anything here. This is not, well, this is a good question. Is there a song she doesn't phone in?
I don't think so. I was going to say. Well, there's Forever Your Girl.
Forever Your Girl.
There's Vibology, obviously.
Oh, it's probably Vibology. Hold on. And if it's not, that's my favorite ever song.
It's
so.
The study.
The chemistry between you and me?
Between you and me. Did Sarah own this? Is this why we even know what any of these things
Sarah
are like?
Yeah, Sarah was into this stuff.
I mean, I know
and
a
we
lot
all
of
shared
these...
a bedroom, so...
I know a lot of these were number one hits, but like, I think we know this because Sarah had this. Oh, wow. I mean, this is just nasty electronic nonsense.
This is exactly of its era.
Yes, it is. Oh, boy. This could only have been from the early 90s.
By the way, this is the worst song that sounds like this.
She managed to find the worst possible version of this song.
It's the worst high-energy song that was ever made.
Man, En Vogue would not have touched this with a fucking 30-foot pole.
The Quad City DJs wouldn't have touched this.
What about, like, 2 Unlimited?
Now we're getting into the right range, I think. It's like, don't you wish that there was a version of this by the Weather Girls?
Hey, does I'm in the funky way mean I'm pregnant? Oh, God. Why, it's the study of the chemistry between So what's Hearth? Is it painkillers? Okay. What's she on?
Yeah, definitely. But what? Okay, what's worse? That little spoken word segment right there? Or when Taylor Swift says the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now?
Why?
Why? Because she's dead.
I don't know. They're both... I guess Taylor's worse because I cringe more. That's if I'm going by that.
Okay.
Because I cringe a lot when she does
this. This is not a question that I thought Possum Kingdom would lead us into. Has there ever been a good spoken interlude in a song?
In a song. Not like an interlude on a rap album.
No, we know there's never been a good one of those.
All right, good. But like in the... No, wait. Oh, yes.
Okay, so there's one came immediately to mind for me, so let's see what you think.
I was going to say, I'm going to make you love me by The Temptations and Supremes.
With every beat in my heart?
Or every day, we apart.
We apart.
I hunger for every wasted hour.
That's not bad.
That
and
guy kills
I would
it.
Love
and
to
it goes right into Eddie
Kendrick's. That where Andre 3000 does that part, because I think he could carry that off.
And it goes right into Eddie Kendrick's just belting it right after that.
That's not a long song. I might be able to play all the way to that part.
I think the only version of that you're going to find that's going to be good every time is the deep voice guy or whatever, just in an R&B song. So like something from A Boys to Men or Temptations or Miracles or whatever. Or like a Manhattan's Kiss and Say Goodbye.
That's a good song.
Yeah, and it opens with a spoken word about how he's called her here for a bit of bad news. Because they can't stay together anymore because of the obligations she has. I'm gonna do all the things for you a girl wants a man to do. Oh, baby. I'll even do wrong for you.
It's the sexiest thing anyone's ever said.
I'll even do wrong for you. Don't sing it straight, buddy. Not even once.
Oh, don't worry. He won't. He chokes up on it on the first pitch.
You're not getting anything past Eddie Kendrick. Underwhelming voice.
He had to spend 15 minutes in a room with Diana Ross already, so he knew that he was going to have to show her what was what.
Right.
Don't worry, she's not going to sing it straight either.
Nope. Can't really hit those notes.
No, she's not quite getting there, is she?
All she does is just breathy speak singing. She can't hit those. Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you. And with each beat of my heart, yeah, for every day we apart, our hunger for every wasted hour. Kind of sounds like Andre.
I don't think it's a coincidence that I thought Andre 3000 could pull that off.
Yeah, that's a good one. What was the one that you thought of?
I'm going to cue it up for you.
He's just going for it. Oh, well, good heavens, Sakamoto, you're beautiful. I can't believe it!
There she goes again!
Party at Studio Nasty.
How come there are more instruments in this than in that Rolling Stone song?
And more ably played.
come this guitar player is better than Keith Richards? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I can only guess it's just less cocaine. That's the only thing I can come up with.
You think Thomas Dolby wasn't coked out fully?
Oh, is he the one playing the guitars?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, he could be. This is his weird electronic project.
He invented a new kind of speakers and sold them to everybody, so he probably was on cocaine pretty good.
Yep.
His big idea? What if there were more speakers?
By the way, now it has been long enough since I've seen this video that he has been replaced by Alton Brown.
Yeah, it's very Alton Brown.
In my head.
I forget that these electronic guys make 8-minute songs for no reason.
Yeah.
It's like, look, the keyboard, as long as you hold your finger down on the button, it'll keep making the song, so.
And I got so much to say. It's alright, it's a dance party of Studio Nasty right now, man.
What do you think it means that she failed him in geometry? Like, I understand what it means that she failed him in biology.
She broke
his
dick.
Did he put his dick in the wrong hole?
No, she broke it, and now it's got a weird angle.
It's bent.
The angle of his dangle has been adjusted. Oh, he was doing some Yoda stuff there.
He was doing Love Machine. That's clearly right. Love Machine.
Science. Oh, he went loud that time. That's my fault. Sometimes he goes quiet. Science.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, we're really going to have to wait for this interlude.
The song is like 70% over.
I wish he had a rapper's mentality. We already would have had 3 interludes by now. Oh, boy. Good heavens, Miss Sakamoto, you're beautiful! That is something to exclaim. I don't believe it! There she goes again! She's tied it up, I can't find anything! All my tubes are wired, ever not! It's more like a screaming interlude.
It kind of is.
He was very upset about it.
I do love that it's all my tubes and wires, very important for science, and careful notes.
That's right.
And antiquated notions.
He had to sing that part.
Because she's fucking opened his eyes with her Japanese science.
That's right. Dave, does it count as an interlude if the song opens with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an interlude.
Okay, do an interlude for Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans, then. Because the way this guy phrases this breakup... I don't know if he's, like, the smoothest dude ever, or if he's got, like, emotional problems. Or both? Because he is letting this girl down, and,
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
First of all, that guy's got a sweet voice.
I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations.
My obligations. The ties that you have.
The ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time.
This guy's the best at breaking up.
When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
And then into the falsetto guy. They got it perfect. I had to meet you
here today. Because of my
obligations.
And
the ties that you have. It's like, what? But he's so smooth, man. I don't know. Probably worked.
Yeah, is the best spoken word interlude that one Barry White song that just begins with him going, and then you and I were watching Music Choice or something when that came on, and we were like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it now.
I think I understand what this song's about. I also don't think I'm old enough to hear it.
Yeah, that's a very nasty.
And you go, oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, well, what was worse is we used to listen to that station in the dark. Well, all the stations. All the music.
Guys, we didn't have the internet. This is really important that we didn't get the internet until 1999.
You were a little late on the internet boat.
Yeah. So we had to, like, watch the Music Choice cable channels because nothing good was on.
Yep.
Now, whoever put this on YouTube did attribute it to the band Manhattan.
God.
So
that's
not amazing.
That's aggravating.
But maybe it has helped them keep it up on YouTube without it getting taken down. Assuming that YouTube still does that.
It's my favorite blues and rhythm band, Manhattan. It was a Russian, right?
I think so.
Okay.
His name is Sergio Hernandez, so maybe not.
Wrong accent.
Yeah.
Well, is this a good time to revisit the 90s Power Hour because of the Tonys and Seven Mary Three?
I mean, I think probably. We'll need to find spots for them on there. Let me bring that shitty document up.
I think we got up to 30 bands on the list.
Oh, I think we're over that.
I'm looking at it, so
that's how
I know.
If you're looking at it, then don't say I think.
That's how I know. Well, I thought it was weird to say I know we're at 30.
I don't think it's a secret that this is a shared Google document that you can look at.
Last edit was made November 14th, so that's how long it's been, people.
I know on the every 10th podcast when we work from an agenda on Google Docs, right. We like to pretend that we're not, but this
you're
one...
really given all the secrets away, all of them.
Well, the thing is, we basically never do that, so it's still a secret. Why are you not loading for me, Google?
That's because I'm in it, and you can't get in now.
Googmore?
You're never going to get in.
It's because they discontinued Wave.
I've password protected it.
Password protected my document?
Yes, and you'll never get in now unless you guess the password.
It's El Monterey, all one word.
Damn it. One try? It's garbage.
I work in the internet. I'm good at passwords.
That's how it works, right? You get a little bit of internet experience and you know what people's passwords are.
Well, it's not loading for me right now, why don't you give me a rundown on what's on the list?
All right, so right now we're going Cake is number one. Again, this is my personal experience.
That's right.
You got S-Pups.
Love the S-Pups.
You got Pi USAs.
Yep.
Pearl Jam, Fiona Apple, REM, Bush, Nirvana, Soundgarden, STP, The Cranberries, RIP.
Dolores.
No Doubt, Bjork, Live, Veruca Salt, Natalie Merchant, The Breeders, Hole, Elastica. There's clearly a chick rock tier.
Yeah, you seem to categorize them all the same. Yep. They're all interchangeable to you.
Yep. Soul Asylum, Rage Against the Machine, Candlebox, Collective Soul, Liz Fair, Garbage, Primus, PJ Harvey. Sorry. Sometimes I forget they even exist. Goo Goo Dolls, Smash Mouth, Butthole Surfers. So far I have discovered that there is a band worse than Smash Mouth, and it's the Butthole Surfers.
That's right. This is your least favorite band. So, let's start right up at the top.
Mm.
Give me the Toadies.
Well, did they have another song?
That's a good question.
I
think
that
they
did.
That's
the only one I can remember. Which...
But I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Because we did, when we were talking the other day, we did the Toad the Wet Sprocket catalog, and they had like 3 hits or something, but I don't know about what these dudes had.
Ooh, boy,
did the guy go straight to jail after that for all the murders?
No, apparently not. I mean, they released an album last year.
Oof.
I showed you that very sad chart of who was in the Toadies when, right?
That's right, yes.
It was made me sad to think about it, that someone made that chart.
I know.
Yeah, so really it's just Possum Kingdom,
Well, it's not good, because I don't really like that song, and now I like it less. I'm going to put that...
So my initial thought is that you've got going to have this guy right around Primus.
I was going to say, I think I might have him worse than the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, all the way down here?
Yeah, let's put him under the Goo Goo Dolls. I'm going to say that on the strength of, I won't tell them your name. I'm going to put that above the Toadies.
That's a good point. That is a little better. Now, while we're doing the Toadies.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten about Seven Mary Three.
That's fine.
What about the band Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Did forget them. Toad the Wet Sprocket. All right. So they had, that Jump
Fall
Back.
Down.
Fall Down. Thank you. I never remember the name of that. I always call it Jump Back.
They had, of course, Walk on the Ocean.
Yeah, they had All I Want is to Be.
That's an extremely soft song, yes. They did make that nice.
That one was from like 1992.
Theme song from Cheers, basically. Yeah. That's how gentle that song is.
So they had hits. They had hits all day, man.
Yes, but do you like any of them?
In my head, I guess we've had this discussion probably even on the podcast.
That Fall Down is a better song in your head.
In my head, that song it, like, rocks.
Oh, this is not hard.
And you listen to it, and it rocks slightly less than like Hey Jealousy or something. You know, it's a little bit less rocking than that. I got some real shit bands on this. I'm gonna put.
We do have some real dookie ass on this list.
I'm gonna put Toad the Wet Sprocket ahead of Elastica.
Okay.
Break up some of the chick tier. Toad the Wet Sprocket. Number 19 so far.
God, fucking. I hate when a music video doesn't just start with the song.
Oh, when they've decided to be artsy?
Yeah, we're going to put just slap a little intro on
this
here.
This one's going to be 9 minutes long. It's going to be amazing.
Now, we should do 7 Mary 3 before I forget.
Okay. We can do 7 Mary 3. In my personal experience, their catalog is very important.
That's right. I forget that this is Low Rent Tom Petty and that the bass player is George Lucas. And it's really entertaining. And the other guitarist is fat TJ Miller. It's like, it's perfect.
It is a weird combination of dudes in this band.
I really think
like,
that
in what world did these guys hang out?
They should have called themselves the Four Dads.
That's the only way, right? Their kids played together.
He's trying to sell it like it rocks hard, but they refuse to play any rock music under it,
no.
So it's difficult.
Yeah, they're failing. So 7 Mary 3, very important in my personal 90s experience. Their catalog, and by their catalog I mean the record American Standard, was very important to me.
That's right. You particularly like that song with all the drumming.
That one sounds like a marching band. Punch in, punch out. I'm going to say I have them ahead of Hole.
I really was expecting you to go higher.
I couldn't, because I listened to 3 seconds of the Breeders song, the one Breeders song, and I went, oh, that's better.
I forget how they spell their stupid name.
You got it. Just put in some more sevens and threes. Just make it all sevens and threes.
Sorry, that's my mistake.
There you go. 7 Mary 3, it looks really good.
That this is, good. By the way, this is my system. I'm Dewey's kid brother.
That's right.
Just and not Dewey you spell Decimal, Dewey's the kid number brother. With the number as the first letter.
Right, so like the word 8, the first letter.
Starts, the first letter's an 8.
An 8.
Right.
He didn't get a lot of support from Syphil and Ollie on that one.
Yeah, I forget his name. Something Decimal, of course, yeah. But not. He's Dewey's kid brother.
Right.
I would like you to entertain a further band, and that band is the band Fastball.
Ooh, Fastball, yeah, they had The Way.
They had The Way.
They had the one...
They invited you to be the rain falling on their fire escape, or he'll be the rain falling on your fire escape.
Ooh, gross. Yeah. That sounds horrible. Did they do the one, like, Everybody Knows...
I think you're thinking of The Refreshments, and I knew you were thinking of it before you said it.
How did you know? You just know
that's
me.
That's The Refreshments. Your ID card for the Border Guard.
Yeah.
Now you're ready, you're set, you're Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the United Federation of Planets.
Was that song?
I thought so.
All right, well.
Meet me at the mission at midnight.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yep, there. Yeah, that's that same song.
All right, well, I mean, I guess that proves I don't know a lot of Fastball songs.
Yeah, I named the only two. There's The Way and Fire Escape. Those are their two hits.
All right. Okay. Well, that's not great then. I think The Way could have been a good song. It wasn't. It could have been a good song. And then it wasn't. And then they overplayed it.
Boy, they played that a lot, huh?
I mean, that thing got play for years and years, just all over the place. And okay, I remember this one.
Yeah.
I remember it because it sounds like an album from the Dr. Frank album.
It does sound like...
Or is it the later...
Make a Bam Pow.
It's what it sounds like. Thank you. Like a slower one?
It is a little slower, but it's also better.
Well, he's a better singer, for just as a start. Oh, yeah. And they can even do a harmony. Okay, all right.
They can do the most simple harmonies.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, watching this video is wild, because that really looks like Flo from the Progressive commercials.
Like Young Flo, or same age?
Yeah, like Young Flo. I think she just has her headband. Well, I think that's really what I'm looking at.
These guys are definitely better than Soul Asylum.
But are they better than Elastica?
I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable saying it.
The Refreshments, of course, are a one-hit wonder. That's from their album Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy.
Oh. And what the hell is that song called?
It's something about going to Mexico.
Okay. All right. Well,
running for the border.
Fair
or,
enough. Taco Bell. Run for the border. Called?
Is it that? Is Buck it over just London? Called Mexico?
Fuck, find out, dude. You told me who it was. I thought it was
no,
fastball.
This is not that. What's it called?
I thought it was straight fastball. Bandidos.
Bandidos, yeah.
I had to Wikipedia them. Oh boy. That's not good.
It's not crazy to confuse this with fastball.
They opened for the Gin Blossoms at one point before they really hit it big.
Okay, but why is he singing like Social Distortion?
It was the 90s. It was the 90s. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Well, this got bad real fast.
It's not a good song.
They were from Tempe, Arizona, so there must be some dumb ASU kids or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gross.
So, how low are they on this
list? Oh, geez, the Refreshments? Well, that's not a good song.
They came up in context here. We gotta put them on here.
Well, I would put them in between the Toadies and the Goo Goo Dolls. The Toadies, by the way, the Toadies song's a better song, but
but you hate it.
Now
more.
I have a visceral reaction to it, so.
But it's only a little bit better. All right, I got two more for you. I got two more.
All right.
The Verve Pipe.
Ooh, okay, now which one was the Verve Pipe? Because there was the Verve, and there was the Verve Pipe.
Don't worry, we're going to do both of them.
Okay, good. That's helpful. So, I won't ever remember later. Can you parentheses their hit when you put them on the list?
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is the Verve.
Get the Verve. Just a plain Verve. Okay, alright. So they were the ones who have to pay the Rolling Stones forever for their only hit.
That's correct.
Okay, cool. Good job, guys. You only had one hit.
This is based on a weird arrangement of a Rolling Stones song.
You had one fucking hit, and you gotta pay all your money to the Rolling Stones for it. You guys really did a great job. They wasted their life way worse than, like, Pongday or Gonnang.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But where do they go on the list?
Alright. I would put them, based on this song alone, as high as number 27.
Above Liz Phair.
Above Liz Phair. But below Collective Soul. That's right, that's the plain Verve.
So then you may ask, what is the Verve Pipe?
They did the,
You know them for their song, Freshman.
Freshman, yeah. Oh, the life of me, I could not remember. Right?
What made us think that we were wise and we'd never compromise?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You did the last one where he's excited
about
it. Yeah,
where he really went for it. It hurt my throat a little bit.
But I'm much more... Best friend took a week's vacation to forget her. His girl took a week's worth of Valium and slept.
Now she's guilt... Now he's... Is it he or she's guilt-stricken? I don't know.
He is, probably.
Well, I don't really like that song.
Well, you shouldn't. It's bad. But it's, you know, it's like...
Let's... Oh, boy. Oh, man, this is so 90s.
This is why Green Day thought they could do this.
Oh, wow. This is really important.
She a punk who rarely ever took advice.
You can tell this is important.
You know how you can tell? Because what YouTube wants me to listen to next is Lightning Crashes.
Which you can definitely tell is important, because the guy with the rat tail said so.
He was a Jedi Padawan.
I gotta say, this is still better than that Refreshment song.
Yeah, sure.
But I feel like that's as high as it can go.
I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never...
I would love to see Marjan's version of this list. I'm gonna, if we ever get to a point where we're done doing this, I'm gonna have her do her order. Because I have, it would look just so different. Although, I don't, I'm not sure it would, because she likes all of them. So I think she'd have a very hard time.
We're missing some big artists.
Oh, yeah, we're nowhere near.
But what I would like you to give me next is Primitive Radio Gods.
Is that a Burn Down Harder, Babe? The BB King
one? Yes.
That song.
They owe their money to BB King.
Fucking boring as shit. Was
Standing outside a phone booth, something, something. It's got a long, stupid name.
Was ever a song so boring played so many times by disc jockeys?
Boy, they spun that one a number of times, huh?
I really...
Like I wrote Frenchman.
I saw
What's
that. I didn't even want to correct it. This really was... I couldn't even listen to KOME anymore after a while. Because this stupid fucking Primitive Radio God song wouldn't stop being played. Once an hour.
Do,
every
do,
hour.
Do, 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 do,
they never
do,
even
do,
had another
do,
hit.
Do, do.
Like, why were the DJs so invested in them? Okay, so given that I fucking hate that song, I'm going to put them at 36.
Sorry, Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth, sorry, you're going to have to take a hit. You're below the Primitive Radio Gods.
That's very bad. I want to do two more so we get to a clean 40 here.
All right.
And I would like you to give me Tonic.
So they did... If you could only see yeah,
the way she loves me.
God, another overplayed 90s song. Hey, did they have any other hits?
They had some other minor ones. They had, shit.
God, that song is so 90s, by the way.
No, it really is. You Wanted More? Do you remember that one?
You Wanted More. No.
Let's
do you remember
see if
it?
I can guess when the music video starts playing music. Huh. Yeah, I do.
Oh, I do kind of remember this. Yeah. Let's see if I like this better than the other one. Nope. that was easy. That song is so fucking. The other one is so 90s. Look, the guitars in it are hella 90s.
Yeah, they're real, one real fuzzy one and one real jangly one.
I feel like I gotta make the call, like, do I like it better or worse than The Frenchman by the
Verve
Pipe?
Yeah, I'll give you another taste of it.
No, not this one. Let me hear the other one.
Okay.
Because this one's definitely making me drop them below the Verve Pipe. so 90s.
She loves me, maybe you would understand.
Don't worry, it's gonna rock out in a minute here.
So sad how much poon this guy got.
Oh yeah, so he's sad. Drowning in it for sure.
It's very upsetting.
Eyes.
If you can only see how blue her eyes can be when she says.
And fuzz, do it. Oh. Oh, I hate this too. Okay. all right. Okay. Well, that settles it, I think. I am now putting them at 35.
Okay.
I think maybe we should have been playing these songs the whole time, because I'm finding out that I hate all these. I mean, that's horrible.
And finally, one cannot have a tonic without a semisonic.
Oh, and that's closing time.
They are most well known for the song Closing Time.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that one either.
They have other songs, but Closing Time was so popular that there may as well not be any others.
Mm.
However, I will play Singing in My Sleep, maybe?
Do you think I'll remember that one? Because I don't remember it from the name.
It has a whole music video. There's a possibility you'll remember it.
Okay. Because what I'm remembering now is...
I hear the secrets that you keep.
Well, no shit.
When you're talking in your sleep.
We'll have to do... We'll do an 80s power hour eventually.
We should start one of those. This is familiar.
I don't think it was a big hit. They probably played it 10 times on KOME and you probably only heard 6 of them.
This is boring.
It's real straightforward.
Man, why are you giving me all these shit bands?
Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Blech.
Let's put semisonic ahead of the refreshments.
All right, but behind the Verve pipe.
Yeah, behind the Verve pipe. Man, I don't think you could ever have convinced me there were 8 bands from the 90s worse than the Goo Goo Dolls, but there you go. That's we did it.
And we have so we have some big hitters to cover.
Oh,
still.
Yes, still so many. I'm not even sure we covered any big hitters today, did we?
No, we did all more obscure stuff today. But there is, for instance, we still haven't talked about the Foo Fighters.
No, Fighters Foo.
They're not on here at all.
Yeah.
There were like 2 or 3 others that
we talked about the Gin Blossoms earlier, but they aren't on the list.
Gin Blossoms aren't on the list yet. The Wallflowers.
Yeah, sure, right.
You skirted around it. You didn't quite say that 7 Mary 3 was average guy music, but
no,
I know that you were thinking it.
It's,
and that will, in, of course, once you get to the Wallflowers, we're going to introduce discussion of Counting Crows, and that's going to be...
Then we're really getting into it. Then we're jumping in.
That's going to be quite an interesting discussion for a number of reasons.
Yeah. There's still so much. So many...
There's a lot going on.
The 90s
really
had a lot of rock
on.
Bands. Turns out
Alice in Chains not on this list.
Yeah, that's a fact. Green Day themselves have not made it on the list. So.
That's right. Is STP on this list?
STP
I don't
is.
Think STP.
No,
STP is.
They're number 10 right now.
In at 10, right?
They're sitting pretty at 10 right now.
Yeah, no Green Day. So there's lots of bands from the 90s to discuss, and that's without. I mean, there are plenty of other. We don't have a Dishwalla. We don't have a Marcy Playground. There's lots of other obscure stuff to bring up here, too. So
yeah, can't wait to talk about Dishwalla. Blech.
Well, I mean, again, one-hit wonders. But I think we've introduced the idea of one-hit wonders in this week, particularly.
Yeah, we really hit that hard,
although,
actually.
Arguably, we already had Elastica. We had Veruca Salt. They're a real one-hit wonder.
How dare you? It's like you don't even remember Volcano Girls. Took me. I almost didn't remember it.
I thought you weren't going to get to it.
I was very close.
You were going to say, you know, the one where they give you a little taste of Seether again
the
halfway
one that's,
through.
The one where they went, "Hey, remember Seether?" That was.
And you're like, "Oh, I do remember. I liked it better than
yeah,
this."
Yeah, Seether was better. Let's play that one. Yeah.
Give me those squeaky guitars.
Well, let's see. What is the highest one on this list that I have rated that we would consider a one-hit wonder?
Does Fiona Apple have two hits? Because you've got her at number five.
I didn't know Fiona Apple had like 70 hits.
She's got that song where she's like real sweaty and nasty in the
right,
video.
Right, yep. I think you're talking about Criminal. Criminal's probably
the next Criminal's the one. Yeah, yeah, Criminal, that's it.
She had the first one was Sleep to Dream. Remember that one? She did that one.
Yeah, I guess. The Cranberries are, of course, a two-hit wonder. That's correct.
They
and
had the Linger.
Probably a bunch of people who don't know Linger.
And the Zombie.
And when I think of Linger now, I do find that 90% of the time, I do find myself singing
British I've been tired an Irish Linger. Singer. Yeah, exactly correct. British Marion, Jeffrey Winger.
Yeah, Veruca Salt could be the highest one-hit wonder on here. Natalie Merchant on her own, because we don't have 10,000 Maniacs on here.
Yeah.
Also definitely a one-hit wonder.
The Breeders too, right?
Yeah, sad as it is, no one knows another Breeder song besides Cannonball.
I mean, 7 Mary 3. No one's going to count Water's Edge. That ain't a hit.
And it had a whole video.
All right, well, maybe they're technically not, though.
Anyone can make a video. Rebecca Black's got a video. She'll be in the 2000s rundown, though. Right? Oh, shit, When Was Friday by Rebecca Black? Is that from the 2010s?
It might be 2010s, dude. I'm just saying, I think that could be...
2011.
Yep, there you go. Friday,
also,
dog.
She turns 21 this year, hot. So she can finally drink.
That's hot. Right?
Yeah.
Is that not what we were saying?
Boy, that must be when Risqué released Smell Your Dick. I guess it was probably after Friday.
I was going to say, what list can we make where we can talk about Smell Your Dick?
It'll be the YouTube one-hit wonders. 2009. So it'll have Chocolate Rain and Smell Your Dick and Friday.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have to figure out which of the Auto-Tune the News songs we want on there. I know you love Dead Giveaway.
Dead Giveaway is... I'm very partial to that.
By the way, that is the song that I sing in the shower. And I don't know why. But half the time when I'm taking a shower, I'm like, we eat ribs with this dude.
No, you got to hit ribs harder because he's... Because he was really emphasizing it in the interview. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue, dog. Grows up in that house.
Was in that house.
Said, please help me get out. The part that I often find myself singing these days is, we called 911 and they caught him at the McDonald's. That's the part that I sing a lot now.
Yeah, that's the part where they have to fit the story into the song.
Yes. They come back for another round of story, and you go, okay.
And like, oh, yeah, that's nice. That's not the part I like. No. I like, my neighbor had big testicles, because we see this dude every day.
Every day.
We eat ribs with this dude.
Damn, that's like the ultimate betrayal.
It is. He feels betrayed.
Ribs with this dude.
They ate ribs together, and that guy had women all kept prisoner in his house.
Dude, and I like when he says, our neighbor. That's how he refers to him. Our neighbor's got big testicles, because we've seen this dude every day.
Because we see this dude every day.
I'd also want to include that that Indian guy who sings about how it's his life and he'll do what he wants to.
Oh yeah, that guy can get on there too. I never heard that until you presented that to me, but I loved it. God, just more than anything.
I need that guy in my life. All right. Good job, everybody.
He's a rubbish man or whatever.
That's right.
When we're done with the 90s Power Hour, and we're done with the 80s Power Hour,
right?
In 10 years, because that'll take a long time.
Shortly after we finish the Star Trek project.
Because you know that, I'm just letting you put these wherever you want them.
Yeah.
Because what's fun for me is to propose new bands and have you react to that idea.
Well, the ones you proposed today were definitely on the outskirts, I would say.
Yeah.
They were not central.
Well, look, just wait until I say Simply Red and then you go.
Oh, I keep holding on. Is that them?
Yeah, that's them.
Right.
But you didn't know that until I told you.
No,
until we had this discussion about, hey, did this song really exist?
Yes.
I can't prove that this song existed.
One of those ones where it's like, I don't know enough about the song to find it. Our parents listened to it. Either that or I invented it in my brain.
Yeah, but then like you did like 2 seconds of it, and I'm like, that's Simply Red.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I watched that music video 3 weeks ago. I knew.
Yeah,
but you'll get arguments from me. Like, I know you're not going to want to put Eddie Murphy high, but I love Party All the Time so much.
You love that song a lot.
Rick James gets a lot of credit for that. So what?
Yeah. Man, Rick James. Pff, on the 80s? Nah, he's gonna be sitting up pretty where STP is or something.
All the way up at number 10?
Dude. When I came home last night.
Doom, 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 boom.
You wouldn't make love to me. You were fast asleep. It's like, yeah, dog. Now you get it.
That's why she wouldn't do it.
That's why she wouldn't make love to you. Wouldn't even talk to me.
Wouldn't even talk to me.
It's like, you just told us she was asleep, dude.
Well, that was an impromptu 90s power hour, but I think, you know, we've got 40 bands on here now. We're making progress. And 7 Mary 3 must feel great to be at number 18.
Yeah, lucky for them, for some reason, that
record... How good must Veruca Salt feel to be at number 15?
What I can't believe. I can't believe I made this list, because Live is at number 14.
Yeah, but, like, you've been looking at this every time. You've had a ton of chances. Live was one of the early bands we did.
But
you've
I
had
can't...
a ton of chances to put another band above Live.
But, I
but
can't...
every time you think about it, you're like, no, they're not better.
I love that I Alone song. I can't...
Really? That's the one for you? Because for me, it's Selling the Drama.
Our Love is Like Walter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that one's fine. I like that one, too. What about I Will? Was that the same one?
That's Selling the Drama, yeah.
They have another one. What's the other one?
Well, of course, they have Lightning Crashes, but that can't be the one you're talking about.
They had a third one before the Lightning Crashes.
All right, back into it.
Sorry, everybody. We were almost out.
Yeah, and keep dragging me back in. Boy, it's not easy to find the band Live. Okay, there we go.
All right.
On Wikipedia.
Singles. Oh, maybe not. Oh, I was thinking of All Over You, which I guess technically came out after Lightning Crashes.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's...
All
boy, that's
over
very...
you,
they really
over
had a sound,
me.
Huh?
Yes. And then they did things like Lakini's Juice and Dolphin's Cry.
Yeah, that wasn't it, huh?
No, they didn't get
anyway,
it.
Anyway, whatever.
All right. All right, everybody, we'll be back next week with the Star Trek. Do you have the episodes we are supposed to
I do.
Watch?
So next week, we are watching
The
City on the Edge of Forever.
Okay.
Elementary Dear Data.
God damn it, okay. Fuck.
Second Sight.
Uh-huh.
Don't know what that is. DS9 won the last week, though, so
yep.
Ball's in their court. Prototype. That seems like it'll be bad.
Right.
And Minefield.
Right. Okay. All right, that means I actually have to start watching them, which is depressing. So
that's right, and I updated Landru. So as I indicated, DS9 has now moved into third place, both in terms of wins and average score.
That
so.
Feels right.
So weirdly, TOS is first, TNG is second, DS9 is third, but the pattern doesn't hold because no. Enterprise is ahead of Voyager.
Because Voyager is such a flaming fucking shithole.
2 points on average per episode, and it's got an entire extra win. So.
Yeah.
Get it together, Voyager. Get your act together.
Ben's playing along. Everybody else, you can probably just skip next week. It's fine. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's right. You don't have to listen. It'll be 3 hours long and you won't like any of it.
All right. Peace, everybody.
Hey, the Rolling Stones are the worst, huh?
Were their instruments made out of cocaine? What was happening here?
Please subscribe.